Hello, this is Mark Chris from Memorial Sloan Kettering, speaking about some of the remarkable developments in the field of thoracic oncology in 2017. In this week's paper version of the Journal of Clinical Oncology, there is an update of the previously published trial comparing docetaxel to nivolumab in individuals whose cancers have progressed after initial chemotherapy. I think everyone is familiar with those results. But what's presented here are an update of that data, and also a hidden gem in this data is looking at the progression-free survival curves and the actual numbers of patients that are progression-free after 2 years. I've said it before, and you're going to hear me say it again and again. Progression-free survival is, to me, the more important factor in determining the benefit of a treatment. Only those patients that remain on that progression-free survival curve can be cured. And the longer they're there, the better their quality of life is going to be. So I think focusing our efforts on that progression-free survival is absolutely critical for giving our patient the best and the longest lives. In this trial, what they saw was that for the patients with squamous cancers, there were 15 people on that progression-free survival curve at the end of 2 years versus none with docetaxel. And in the patients with adenocarcinomas, there were 27 patients still on that progression-free survival curve versus two in the group that had docetaxel. I think that's a very important result and shows us we're moving in the right direction with checkpoint inhibitors and the whole of treatment of this illness. These same kinds of results are reflected in what I'll call the big three trials that were published this year: the trial of alectinib versus crizotinib, the trial of osimertinib versus other TKIs, and the trial of durvalumab versus the current standard, and that is no additional therapy, in patients with stage 3 disease that have completed concurrent chemotherapy and radiation. In all three of those trials, there was virtually a doubling of the progression-free survival of at 1 year for osimertinib and alectinib. And for the durvalumab trial, there's a tripling of the number of people on that progression-free survival curve. It's a great accomplishment. Clearly, there's not enough people on that curve. We need to find agents and find out how to use the agents we have to get more people there. But it's a very, very encouraging sign as where we want to be. So moving forward, well, we've been blessed with many additional tools that can lead to improved progression-free survival, which is what we want to give our patients and with what our patients are asking us for. I ask you to continue to focus on that and to continue to use every tool we have available. Things have changed tremendously since my training. The very thought that you would resect a metastatic deposit in somebody with widespread metastatic disease, and that could lead to a long-term benefit for that patient, is absolutely radical and would have resulted in immediate failure by my teachers had I suggested it. But it's now a standard of care in the right patient. So I ask you to take this precision medicine initiative to its utmost potential. In every patient, whenever there's a decision-making point, consider every therapy that's available to them. And by doing that, you're going to have the best outcomes for patients, and which is what they deserve and with what we always wanted to do as oncologists. I hope that the accomplishments we've had in 2017 are going to continue in the next year, and we can do so much more by using the tools we had. And I encourage you to focus on progression-free survival. It's our closest surrogate to cure, and every step to get more patients on that curve is one step closer to our ultimate goal of offering a curative treatment to all of our patients with thoracic cancers. Thank you.